WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new film Pride gathers a group of actors, among them Bill Nye and The Wired's Dominic West, to tell the story of a 1980s British coal miners' strike, unexpectedly joined by a coalition of gay men and women. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The rah-rah union, rah-rah gay rights, boo-hiss Maggie Thatcher ensemble comic drama Pride grabbed me from the first minute. I think it would even grab an anti-union homophobe. It's a perfectly constructed crowd-pleaser, like The Full Monty or Little Miss Sunshine, only richer than either. I can see it as a Broadway musical, a movie musical, a Labor Day and Gay Pride perennial. If the film ran for office, I'd vote for it. I'd march for it. Pride is set in the mid-80s, during a huge UK national miners' strike that Thatcher vowed to break. The hook, a true story, is that way down in Bohemian London, a gay activist named Mark had the notion of collecting money on the miners' behalf. Both their groups, he says, are being persecuted, both fighting for social justice. He gathers together his friends and names his organization Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners, LGSM. And when someone says that's not a catchy acronym, he says it's a support group, not a skiffle band. Pride boasts some of the best famous actors in Britain, meaning the best anywhere. Among them, Bill Nye, Imelda Staunton, Patty Considine, Dominic West, McNulty from The Wire as a raucous transvestite, and Andrew Scott, the flamboyant Moriarty from Sherlock, as West's fearful, sad-eyed partner. But the younger, less-known actors hold their own. Ben Schnetzer is amazingly likable as the moon-faced, pompadoured Mark, and he's wonderfully supported by Faye Marseille as the flame-haired Steph, the LGSM's first L, and George Mackey as the slender male ingenue, Joe, who sneaks away from his family's house in the middle-class suburb of Bromley to find a more accepting family. The first act of Pride follows Mark and the LGSM as they phone one mining group after another to arrange a meeting. Hang-up follows hang-up until an elderly woman in an empty hall in South Wales doesn't hang up, because she can't quite hear. Considine as Day, the amiable leader of that Welsh group, makes the trip to London to meet the LGSM, first outside, then in a restaurant.
Day Donovan, from the Dulyse Valley. You must be Mark.
Yes, hello.
Hiya. Mike.
Steph. Hello.
John.
Nice to meet you. Day. So, LGSM. What does that stand for, then?
You get a garbled message over the phone. I thought the L was for London. London something. I never dreamed for a moment it was L for...
Hi.
This money you've raised, that's all from gays and lesbians?
Mostly.
Right. There we are.
This is just the beginning.
Oh? Mm-hmm.
You've got big plans.
Well, I'm not going to pretend I'm not surprised. You could see that. Truth told, you're the first gays I've ever met in my life.
As far as you're aware.
That's true.
And you're the first miner I've ever met.
Day is a nice guy, but this alliance is a reach. Some of Mark's gay friends won't help. They say miners were the ones who reliably beat them up. Many miners can't abide being in the same rec hall with so-called poofters. One of the best scenes, in fact, is in a rec hall, where gays and lesbians stand awkwardly to one side, while ashen-faced men stare darkly at them over their pints. That's when someone has the idea to put on a disco record and let Dominic West's Jonathan take the floor. This true story has obviously been sweetened a bit, and while Pride has plenty of harsh notes, disappointments, rejections, rabidly homophobic antagonists, even brutality, the vibe is upbeat. It works on you, this movie. Nearly every line makes you cackle or puts a lump in your throat or both. Matthew Warchus directed from a script by Stephen Beresford, and I have a feeling both those names will become very familiar. You probably already know the name Bill Nye, and Pride gives you another chance to marvel at his minimalism. As the miner's shy treasurer, he can break you up by walking through a door, seemingly disconnected from his long limbs, the Frankenstein monster as dotty uncle. West nearly dances off with the film, not so much for the character's flamboyance as for how it meshes with his sour cynicism. I could go on about the supporting actors, particularly Jessica Gunning as the wife and mother who moves to the forefront of the miners, but I probably gushed enough. The message of the movie Pride is potent even three decades later. Despite the chasm between their cultures, urban gays and blue-collar union workers under this sort of government are more alike than unalike, and they have a great deal to teach each other.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.